Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a question today. Will America survive? Can America survive? Can we, will we survive a food shortage, a fuel shortage, or a food and fuel famine? Can we survive a financial famine, a financial implosion in America? Most everybody that has $2, they've got it in a checking account, savings account, a bank account. What if those were to lock down tomorrow? How would you survive? Can it happen in America? We're going to talk about that in just a moment. My answer is yes, it can. Yes, it's on the fast track. It's happening now in other places on the globe. It is happening in a massive, massive basis, on a massive basis in China as I speak. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you so much for your call.
Yes, sir. You are dead on point. And it is just ridiculous what this administration is doing. Now, if we have to go to war, we don't have any fuel for our military because you're trying to make yourself look good. And you're going to Saudi Arabia and bend your knees to them to try to get us some oil, and we had our pipeline open.
That's right.
When Trump was in office. And that's sick. I don't know what this man is thinking about. And then trying to turn over the Supreme Court with Roe versus Wade. That's crazy. That is crazy. How can you go over the Supreme Court?
What is happening, Kenneth, and you're exactly right. We have Trump now globetrotting, bending the knee, bowing, kissing the boots of Saudi Arabian oil sheiks in order to try to get oil for America, when he's the one that shut the oil pipelines down. He's the one that's disallowed any further lease drilling of oil on the federal leases that's oil developers have had for years and years and years. He's brought it about, but there's a real need for America to understand. It's the big global picture. He's just a puppet carrying out what is the global reset plan. And one of the things, Kenneth, I don't know if our listeners are aware of it or not, and we're going to talk about it in depth in a moment on the broadcast, is the fact that the Democrats now, the Socialist Marxist Communist Democratic Party, are in the process, the early stages, of removing Joe Biden from the presidency. He has now a rating of 29% of the people approve of what Joe Biden is doing. The Democratic Party is wise enough to see that they can do nothing if Biden is still the head of the ticket. They do not want him to run for 2024. He's not cognitively able to do so. But they have a plan in place that they are unleashing silently to remove Joe Biden from office. And the question that I have, will America survive? If we have a fuel famine, if we have food famine, if we have financial famine, and if we then have chaos and confusion, political chaos and confusion, when they remove him from office, and they're heading on the fast track to do that, can America survive? Can we survive if we have a borderless nation with, they're telling us, we'll have about 3.2 million illegals in America by the close of this calendar year? And Biden has just gotten through saying, as of 1 week ago, that he intends to make all of those that were deported, illegals that were deported under President Trump, he's about to make them voting citizens by fiat, that they can be brought back into America with the authority to vote. That is a prescription for the death of America, a demise of America. How do you respond to that, Kenneth?
Yes, and on top of that, that's against the Constitution. Everything yes. they're doing is against the Constitution.
You're right.
Everything. Okay, a woman got her right to her body. Okay, I have my right to my body not to take the death jab. Should
that's
I say
right.
like that?
You're right. You're on target. And in fact, let me just tuck this in before I let you go, Kenneth. I believe very, very much, and we'll talk about it further in this broadcast today. Before voting time, before November, we're going to find an outbreak, supposedly, of COVID and monkeypox. As a result of that, there's going to be an attempt to do a forced lockdown on a national basis, a forced mask mandate on a national basis. Some places like California and New York are already instituting mask mandates again. We're going to find that to be on a national basis, where then the federal government will declare a national emergency and declare that voting must be by a mail-in ballot, and it cannot be in person, to, quote, protect American citizens from the pandemic of COVID. And then monkeypox is what they're going to use for that rationale on a health protection basis of protecting America. So we're watching the implosion of America and our Constitution. And Kenneth, you say all he's doing is unconstitutional. Yes, it is. But do you see anybody, anything, any place attempting to bring about insurrection charges against Joe Biden, or to impeach Joe Biden, or to remove Joe Biden from office on the basis of what he's doing is unconstitutional? We don't see that at all.
Can I say one more thing, Dr. Youngblood?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. I was just about to say, think about this now. They put us in the crosshairs. So we can, they want to make it a socialist society, as I said.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to make this a global society, should I say it like that. Either one of the
right.
two.
Right.
Yeah, it's, they need to get him, when he get out of office, I hope Kamala Harris does not take his place. Because she's about to steal, I'm a black man. She's about to steal his person ever since.
She's a pitiful excuse for a human being, much less as a vice president.
Yeah, she's man, she is. Ooh.
But Kenneth, let me say this, and then I'll elaborate on it further in the broadcast. They will put Joe Biden out of office. Kamala Harris will not be elevated to president. That is not going to take place. The Democratic Party is frightened to death of Kamala Harris themselves, much less the fear that we have as conservatives and Christians for the potentiality of her being in the driver's seat in the Oval Office. So I can answer your question. Joe Biden will be out of office by or before the first of the year. Kamala Harris will not be the president of the United States of America. And I'll tell you the reasons why and the approach they're taking, even the Democratic Party, with what they're doing to accomplish that. But Kenneth, keep on praying. Keep on looking up, brother. Our redemption draweth nigh. Thanks so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the food famine, the fuel famine, and the financial famine that's taking place right now but not being revealed to us by the national news media. The newspapers are not doing it. The television news are not doing it. The radio news are not doing it. But there's a major, major, major factor of food shortages. And as our caller said, Tom, just a little bit earlier, said that in talking with the friend of his that runs a fertilizer business, or runs a feed business, that is, that says that we're eating last year's crops and this year's crops are going to be devastating. I'm looking at an article that says the United Nations warning the world is facing a food destabilization. This article is dated July the 8th, 2022. United Nations World Food Program predicted a global food catastrophe over the next year. Up to 2.3 billion people faced moderate to severe food insecurity in 2021, with those numbers only projected to rise sharply, according to the report. Global destabilization, starvation, and mass migration on an unprecedented scale is taking place. The report found that the total number of people nearing starvation level of hunger rose from 276 million before Russia invaded Ukraine to 345 million as of June of this year. Listen to this statistic, ladies and gentlemen. For each 1% increase in food prices, 10 million people around the world will be thrown into extreme poverty. This article further says the world will also face genuine crisis of food availability over the next 12 months, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we see taking place, and I believe it's intentional. I believe it is purposeful. I believe it is orchestrated. I believe it is planned. I believe that it is carried out by globalists like George Soros, Bill Gates, and others that's manipulating the markets, manipulating the food product, and in charge of this destabilization that is taking place. I'm looking at an article that says something similar to that. Republicans charge Biden with intentional destruction of America. Joe Biden's impact on America has unfolded in a wide variety of ways since he took office. Inflation has exploded. Fuel prices are in the stratosphere. The southern border leaks of illegals is like tissue in water. COVID remains a concern. America's enemies are emboldened and even getting worse. Others describe it as deliberate attacks on our nation. This is a sign of incompetence. It is a reflection of Biden's relentless, intentional destruction of the southern borders and of America. Those high fuel prices triggered by Biden's cancellation of drilling leases in the Gulf and blocked energy exploration in oil-rich parts of Africa or in Alaska and parts of America otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the orchestration of the destruction of America, and part of that and part and parcel of that is based on what we're finding with the food famine and the fuel famine. And I'll talk about in just a moment the financial famine that we're on the very cusp of in America. And the three famines coming together will implode the United States of America. It will, in my most humble opinion, and I'm not a doom and gloomist, but ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. I want to tuck this in for you to understand. God's still on the throne. God's still in charge. God hadn't gone to sleep. He's not abandoned us. He's not on vacation. He's not sick. He's not ever had COVID even, ladies and gentlemen. God is still God. He's sovereign. And whatever happens, it's in God's control, but man is doing it. I'm looking at an article that says globalists are taking over the food system in America and around the world. It's part of their plan to control you. This article states the globalist takeover of the food system is well underway. If they control seeds, they control the food. If they control the food, they can use the digital ID to control every consumer's access to the food product. And it goes into great detail, ladies and gentlemen, but the footnote in this article says, and I'm quoting, "Who controls the food supply controls the people. Who controls the energy can control the whole continent. Who controls money can control the world." End quote. This is a quote by Henry Kissinger, ladies and gentlemen, just a few years back, and it's absolutely true. We're watching the global takeover of the food system. This article says the globalist takeover is coming at us from every possible angle, whether we're talking about biosecurity, finance, housing, healthcare, energy, transportation, or food. All the changes we're now seeing have one goal, and that is to force compliance to the globalist agenda for the global reset for the one world government. The global food system and the protein sources in particular are currently under coordination and intentional attacks to manufacture food shortages and famine of food. The globalist elite intend to eliminate traditional farming and livestock and replace it with ingrown produce and lab-created protein alternatives that they own and that they control and will be the only thing that people around the world will get. While the presence of hundreds of food brands give us the appearance of food competition, the reality is that food industry is mobilized, or monopolized, that is, by fewer than a dozen companies, and all of them, in turn, are largely owned and controlled by BlackRock and Vanguard. This article closes by saying, the globalists already control the majority of the money and are moving so swiftly to convert energy systems into systems that are invested in, they are invested in, and have been taking drastic measures to control the food industry while running much of it under the radar. Further, this article states, and I want to emphasize this, if they control the seeds, they control the food. If they control the food, they can use the digital ID to control consumer access to the food. Now, keep that in mind, controlling digital ID. Ladies and gentlemen, as we speak, in China, there's a major mob approach by the citizens simply trying to get their money out of the bank. There are thousands upon thousands upon thousands in the streets in every one of the major cities in China today in a mob form demonstrating and demanding that they be able to get their money out of the banks because the banks have shuttered the doors and the citizens there are not able to get their money out of the bank. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. They have the COVID pass system in China. They have had for some time. If your COVID pass shows on your ID, i.e. your artificial intelligence system, your handheld device, your iPad, your computer, your iPhone, whatever you're holding, it is a system that is set up in China that if you are COVID positive, when you open the phone, it will show the red dot showing that you're COVID positive. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen. What if the government can switch that from green to red just by the press of a button electronically? You may not have had a test. You may not have COVID. You may not be COVID positive. But if your cell phone shows that, you're not allowed to enter the streets. You're not allowed to leave your home. You're not allowed to go to the bank to draw your money out. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. In China at this moment, and you won't find this on the local news. You won't find this on television. You won't. In fact, this morning on the early morning news, I rolled the dials for the news channels, and I found one that gave a glimpse of what is happening in China. I've been able to go online and do some research on a cursory basis and over one dozen articles just this morning in relationship to the catastrophic financial collapse in China. And maybe you're saying that that can't happen here. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe you're saying that somehow, some way, it won't happen in America. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a major, major, major fact that every major financial institution in America and the World Bank, just in the past 30 days, the World Bank and every major COO and CEO of all of the major financial institutions in America have sounded the alarm of, as they call it, I'm looking at one article with Jimmy, what's his name, Jamie Dimon, the CEO for J.P. Morgan Chase. He says that a financial hurricane is coming. Hear me. He didn't say a financial decline, a financial problem, but he said a financial hurricane is coming, so brace yourself. He goes further. I've been telling you what's coming for some time. This is a statement. Looks like J.P. Morgan Chase, the CEO, Jamie Dimon, is saying in no uncertain terms, a financial hurricane is coming. Dimon said on Wednesday, the economic hurricane is coming our way and warned all investors, you better brace yourself. And he goes on to say in this article, I said there were financial storms coming, but there, he says, I'm changing it now. It's not a storm. It's a hurricane that is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, in China, that is taking place today. Whatever happens on a basis in China will happen on a basis around the globe. It is something that is not just going to be isolated to one nation or to one hemisphere. It's going to be on a global basis, ladies and gentlemen, as we see it. And when you get an opportunity to study Revelation chapter 18, verse 8 and following, you'll find that the Bible predicts, God's word tells us that in the last days, at a point in time, there will be a financial collapse. Now, up until just a few years ago, the theologians and the those that were academics in theology and doctrine and Bible wondered, how can this happen all of a sudden on a global basis? And ladies and gentlemen, it's because we're interconnected as a globe via the internet. What happens with the financial market in one nation will take place on a global basis either sooner or later. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what is taking place now in the United States of America, that's going to be on a major, major basis because we see what is happening in China. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen. I'm reading the headline and then a brief passage. Chinese bank run turns violent after an angry crowd storms the bank in China over frozen deposits. This article says, ask a question. Are you prepared for your financial crash in America? Signs of financial system collapsing continue across the world, which should be the headline news, but it's not. The corporate media in the U.S. gives very scant mention, if any, about most of these events as they take place. Violent protests in China have had that happen today over frozen bank accounts where people can no longer withdraw their money from their own banks. While rioting and protests on the most part have not yet started in America, this writer says, just wait and see. The corporate media cannot continue to suppress the financial apocalypse for too long, and make no mistake about it, it is coming. It is on the way. I'm looking at the headline of another article, ladies and gentlemen, and it says this: China tries to stem the growing anger over all the banks freezing the accounts. Further, the article says, in this particular article, over 3,000 Chinese demonstrators hold banners during a rare mass protest over the seizing of all deposits by the rural-based banks in China outside of People's Bank in China building. The announcement comes after a mass demonstration on Sunday, which was crushed violently by authorities. It was the largest protest yet by the depositors who have been fighting for months to retrieve their frozen savings. A 45-year-old entrepreneur told CNN Business last month that he has been unable to access one penny of his family savings of over $6 million in the bank. China crushes mass protest by bank depositors demanding their life savings be returned to them. Runs on Chinese banks have become more frequent in recent years, and some have been accused of improprieties of corruption. But experts worry that a much bigger financial problem could be looming, caused by the fallout from a real estate crash and soaring bad debts relating to COVID-19 pandemic. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The same thing happened in America for almost 2 years with COVID. The lockdown put hundreds of thousands of businesses out of business. The lockdown for 2 years forced by the federal government caused hundreds of trillions of dollars of lost money and revenue for business owners. Because of COVID lockdown, thousands upon thousands went into financial ruin. Thousands upon thousands committed suicide because of the despair and the dilemma and the hopelessness as a result of it. We're now looking at the post-pandemic dilemma of these same things happening in America. And you ask the question, is it possible that the banks will not let you get your money out? Go online, look at Facebook. I'm not a Facebooker, but I happen to know that online with Facebook, just a couple of weeks back, there was a major, major, major frightening, scary article where a lady had gone into ViStar, wanted a $10,000 cashier's check. She was told that they could not do it right then, to come back in 2 hours. Well, 2 hours she went back in, and they still wanted to put her off, said, we'll come back in the next day. She explained to them that I made a purchase. I've got to deliver a cashier's check for $10,000 to continue my commitment. And it was only when she pushed and pushed and refused to wait till the next day that they reluctantly gave her a $10,000 check out of her own money, out of her own account, when she asked for that to be done. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that they're collapsing tomorrow, but I am warning us that based on what we see in the nation of China, we can fully expect these things to trickle down and to affect America. because when you look at Revelation chapter 18, you find that it says Babylon, Babylon is fallen. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not talking about just the Babylonian place geographically, which will be true, but it's also talking about the Babylonian system, which is the capitalistic financial system that we see in America and is promulgated around the world with buying and selling and trading. And ladies and gentlemen, when that collapses, as you study Revelation chapter 18, you find that all merchandise ceased to be delivered. You find that all mercantile ceased to be produced and carried out. You find that those that are in the process of what we would call shipping industry and the transportation of the distribution will also absolutely be shut down completely. I'm looking at another article, ladies and gentlemen, that says Chinese cops beat protesters outraged at having the bank accounts frozen. This article subtitle says some residents haven't been able to withdraw their funds since April of this year. The Chinese police beat the citizens who gathered to protest against having their bank accounts frozen due to COVID-19 policies this past Sunday, according to the protesters. Protesters centered on three major banks serving primarily the major rural communities that have frozen millions upon millions of dollars in accounts since April of this year. Roughly 1,000, in this particular article says roughly 1,000 protesters gathered outside of the banks that have been boarded up to try to get their funds. Quote, they did not say that they would beat us if we refused to leave. They just used the loudspeakers to say that we were breaking the law by petitioning the banks. That's ridiculous, this one person says. It's the banks that are the lawbreakers, not we, the demonstrators. Ladies and gentlemen, I watched on Fox News this morning, approximately 6:30, 7 o'clock this morning, a Chinese national that is now a U.S. citizen warning Americans, and her words she kept saying, America needs to wake up, America needs to understand, America needs to recognize what's happening in China. And she touched on the fact that they're using the COVID pass, they're weaponizing, her words, weaponizing the COVID pass to control the people, to force them to go back into their homes, get out of the get out from in front of the banks, and to stop demonstrating, demanding their money. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we will find, and this is, may I say to you, this is something that I believe will happen in America. They will reinstitute the COVID lockdowns, the COVID mask mandates, and will introduce then the forced COVID pass system that's already in place to simply be turned on and required by every citizen. They will use that or something very similar to prevent you from getting your money, to prevent us from being able to vote, and to once again steal by fraud the election this fall. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, based on what we see in the study and looking at it, the Democrats are now putting in place what's called the Pincer, P-I-N-C-E-R, system to remove Joe Biden. They will come in and remove Joe Biden. How they will do it? They'll remove Kamala Harris by giving her a promotion to some larger place with a larger amount of money. They will then appoint Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, and then they'll remove Joe Biden on the 25th Amendment, and either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama or someone like that will become president by appointment and not by election. We're on the fast track for the implosion of America. We need to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and ask God to heal our lands. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.